Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Jay Major from Missoula, Montana writes, Dear Dr. Science, what can you tell me about Rocky Mountain barking spiders? My cabin is overrun with them. What can I do?
I doubt if you have them. Rocky Mountain barking spiders are extremely rare. Check again. Count the legs. If they only have 4 legs, chances are you have malamutes, which bear a remarkable resemblance to Rocky Mountain barking spiders, except they're shorter and aren't poisonous. If they have 8 legs, you could be hallucinating. Check for drugs in your bloodstream, or for symptoms of cabin fever. If you do indeed have Rocky Mountain barking spiders, I suggest you move. There's no way to get rid of them. While normally they're quite friendly, people who ask silly questions of radio experts drive them into an insane, murderous rage. Good luck, and I hope it's not too late.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
That's right.
Dear Dr. Science, writes John McGill from Oak Park, Michigan, if fish live in schools and wolves live in packs, what do humans live in?
Nowadays, most humans live in apartment complexes. Some of these apartment complexes have their own character, such as the clothing optional complexes one hears about in Southern California. Members of the Wild Kingdom would be hard-pressed to duplicate the wild times these indoor nudists have in their shag-carpeted pleasure domes. Both humans and animals form their respective communities out of fear, I guess, as in most intimate contact. I've always lived alone. Each of my ex-wives tried but failed to get me to cohabitate. A scientist doesn't have time to get involved with schools or packs or marriage.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
And you do?
That's right.
Dom Franco from Indiana, Pennsylvania writes, Dear Dr. Science, which is more important, longitude or latitude?
Neither is as important as attitude. That barometer of emotional health and sonar for the great dark forces that lurk beneath the level of consciousness. Yes, the ship of your life can be right on course, having constantly referred to both astrolabe and sextant, and still you can find yourself sunk by a whiny, gimme attitude. How many captains have stood inebriated at the poop deck, smarting from some imagined injustice, while the tanker ran aground on the shoals of daily living? Yes, it helps to know where you are, but the question of where you're coming from sometimes means much, much more.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.